Let's get you to Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Mike.
Now, the latest data from the manufacturing and service sectors.
Yeah, the wheels of the economic data machine, they keep turning even though Christmas is upon us, Mike, and we do go into a bit of a New Year, sort of Christmas, New Year hiatus soon, but lots to keep us interested this week. Now, this was data on manufacturing and services sector, so this is monthly data generated by BNZ Business New Zealand collectively, so it's relatively high frequency, so we need to sort of look for trends outside of what we'd call, I suppose, the monthly noise. So you've got the performance of services index, the performance of manufacturing index, so looking at the service sector and the manufacturing sector. Now, the manufacturing index was released on Friday, the services index yesterday. Bit of context here, Mike. The third quarter, we were getting a bit worried about economic slowdown because it looked like some of the growth estimates might have been a little bit optimistic. But over the last, I suppose the last couple of months, we've seen some indications that things might be getting a little bit better. You know, retail sales have been improving, Auckland housing market's improved. We've seen improvements in business confidence as well. Unfortunately, the data yesterday, the performance of services index, took a little dip. The index for November was 53.3. That's 2 points down from October. And importantly, it was below the long-term average. And the performance of manufacturing index dipped a little bit as well. I'll make the point that both of these indexes are still above 50. So that indicates that both of the sectors are still expanding. So that's good. They're just expanding at a slower rate. Now, we've got third quarter GDP data out this week. That's on Thursday. So if we do get a little lift in third quarter GDP, which is what we're expecting, these numbers just throwing a little bit of shade on whether or not we can keep that momentum through to the end of the year. And look, they put together a composite index. They bring these two things together, and that's indicating that the final quarter of the year, I stress, could be a little bit lighter in terms of GDP. So, look, okay, it's no one not getting worried just yet, but maybe not quite as robust as we would like to have seen.
Now, the ASB regional scoreboard, what were the big takeaways from yesterday?
Yeah, everyone loves a competition, Mike, and watch out, here comes the giant, the ASB Regional Economic Scoreboard, quarterly ranking of economic regions around the country. So it looks at things like employment, construction, new car sales, retail sales, a bunch of other stuff. Last time we looked at that, Gisborne ruled the roost, and what's not to like about Gisborne, and they've put in a solid back-to-back performance to keep the top sop. So well done, Tūranga Nui Akiwa, well done, Gisborne. But we've got some movement lower down the ladder. Hawke's Bay and Tasman moving up into the top four from fifth and seventh, respectively. But the most notable point, Mike, the economic powerhouse of New Zealand, Auckland, storming up the leaderboard from 10th to equal third. So if you look across the country, construction retail sales stand out generally, but Auckland, consumer confidence improving. Importantly, the housing market is waking up, and with it, all of those central city animal spirits. Unfortunately, the other end of the ladder, Nelson and West Coast, there are down the bottom. But look, Auckland stormed up the leaderboard, so maybe the coasters could next year as well.
Fantastic. Maybe. Give us some numbers, Andrew.
Dow Jones, 28,307, up 172 points. The Santa Claus rally continues. S&P 500, 3,195, up 26.83%. The Nasdaq, 8,825, up 91, 1.04%. So all looking good. They're loving the trade data news there at the moment. Now, get this. The FTSE 100 yesterday, in trading yesterday, up 191 points. That's 2.61%, 7545. So probably one of their best days of the year. So loving the election result there. The Nikkei, 23952. They were down 70 or 0.29%. Shanghai Composite up 17, closing at 2984. The ASX 200, the Aussies also loving that trade, that phase one trade deal. The ASX 200 up 1.6%, up 110 points, 6849. The NZX 50, 11227, down 15 on the currencies. The Kiwi dollar flirting with 66 cents against the US, 0.6596, against the Aussie, 0.9577, 0.5920 euro, 0.4944 pounds, 72.31 yen. Gold trading at $1,474.98. Brent crude, $65.38.
Nothing wrong with a bit of flirting, Andrew. Have a wonderful day. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.